school from A to Z.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
For a job or to change jobs, maybe our friends at Sandvik can help you out. They're hosting a big event this Saturday, August the 11th from 9 to 11 in Westminster. The leader in metal cutting technology, they're looking for machine operators, level B wastewater operator, CNC machinist. So become a team member with the world's leading supplier of cutting tools and technology. They're a growing innovative company looking for today's talent and tomorrow's success. Their job fair is August the 11th. That's this Saturday from 9 until 11 at Sandvik. They're located at 2424 Sandover Boulevard in Westminster. That's this Saturday the 11th. It's Saturday, correct? Yeah. From 9 until 11. Again, 2424 Sandover Boulevard in Westminster. See you there for that. I'm interested in this, Zach. Teams that have switched, and it's a little bit hard to keep up with. I'm a uniform guy. You're a uniform guy. I'm just interested. How is that branding working with you? Like, do you know they're paying millions of dollars for you to buy all their t-shirts? Clemson obviously is a
Nike. Crush that one.
Right. South Carolina is obviously
Under Armour.
Click clack.
A what?
A
what?
Click clack.
I don't know what that is.
Remember they had that big, ad campaign, click, clack, click, clack.
Oh,
we must protect this house.
Yeah. So it obviously works on you, the advertising.
For the most part. Now, some of them have switched. Give me the, there is, I think I'm right by saying this. There's one Under Armour team in the ACC.
There's one Under Armour team in the ACC?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me think about that. Miami's not.
Nope.
Virginia Tech is not.
Right.
It's not Boston College. Is it Boston College?
It's Boston College.
Is it?
Yeah. There are two Under Armour SEC teams.
I mean, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Yes, you do. You know this.
Is it in the same division?
Come on. You know this.
Who the other Under Armour team is in the SEC?
Yes.
Do I?
This is simple.
Oh, it's Auburn.
Yes.
Yeah.
UCLA is not Under Armour. They left Adidas there at Under Armour.
How about that?
I didn't know this. Wisconsin left Adidas there at Under Armour.
Really?
Yeah.
Click, clack.
Click, clack. Cal's Under Armour. The second biggest one is all Adidas. Adidas has, oh, doggone it.
Dag nabbit.
Deputy dog. Adidas has Arizona State.
Mm.
Adidas has, I didn't know they had the Citadel. They have Florida Atlantic. Adidas has Kansas. You knew that from basketball, not football. Adidas has NC State. We knew that. Nebraska. Mississippi State. We knew those. Adidas has Texas A&M. We knew that.
Man U.
Washington in 2019 and on.
Man U.
Glory, glory, Man United, and the Reds go marching in. So, you can tell Nelson Welch does a good job because Winthrop and Wofford and Citadel, he's got all the South Carolina schools. Does a really good job there. Nike has everybody else. Nike's got, I mean, you name it, they've got them. So.
I like Adidas stuff. I don't mind it.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I got some Adidas stuff. But everybody else has Nike on. I thought it was pretty cool stuff. I was watching the
old Nike.
Yeah, old Nike. Who still calls it Nike? I think Philpott still does.
The Australians call it Nike.
They do?
Yeah.
Why?
Just how they pronounce it.
Aluminium.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching the interviews last night afterwards, and Cleveland Farrell was asked, you guys are amazing on defensive line this year, but when you guys leave, what will it be like around here? And the question was kind of like this.
The question that we've all been thinking.
Well, but it was also like just lead them in like a softball. Whoa, no, the culture and blah, blah, blah. And boy, I got to tell you that Foster and Yergin and Kelly and Henry and Thomas and Rudolph and Redshirt and Mascol and Pinckney and Jeffries and Williams are going to be great. They won't be as good as what they have now. But I truly believe at defensive end, they'll be fine. I truly expect Foster and Yergin and Kelly and Henry and Thomas and Rudolph and Mascol to be good players. I'm a little more worried about the defensive tackles. There's two five-star defensive tackles, two top 10 players, two top 10 draft kind of guys, whatever, to replace Huggins. Or there's three, Huggins and Wilkins and Lawrence. That's going to be tougher. I like Williams. I like Pinckney. I like Jeffries. But, I mean, five stars are five stars. That's tough. With that said, he was just asked about it, and he goes, well, we passed everything along to him. Just like that, the other guys passed things down to us. And I just started thinking about it, and I told somebody this yesterday at lunch. You think about like when a guy comes in right now, like Jordan Williams came in last year in his true freshman year, and he's been around now for a year and a half or whatever. We all said and done a year and a half or 2 years, well, how many ever will be.
Sure.
He's an early enrollee guy around Christian Wilkins. So he's and he follows Christian, and he eats with him, talks to him, studies with him, sees what he does. And Christian's demanding this rep's done right. You know, Dexter Lawrence, this rep's done right. You do it, and Todd Bates is on him, and Lemanski Hall's on him, and you see it in the weight room, guys. Here's how you work out. And so that culture is passed down. What your work ethic, your expectation is passed down. And it's not for everybody. Some guys have to transfer out. But if you hang around, if you see it, even if you're not a hard worker to begin with, now chances are you're a hard worker. I talked about this with Duke basketball. If you're an ultra-competitive guy, I'm not shocked now looking back on it that Zion Williamson chose Duke. He's an ultra-competitive guy. You go to a mid-major because that's probably your best offer. But if you're this ultra-competitive nature, I talk about it with Alabama all the time, like their strength coach gets a lot of credit. The strength coach is taking in these five-star guys, these ultra-competitive minds, and these multi-level, high-driven athletes. I think you and I could be the strength coach there. But when these guys get there, I think Jordan Williams is like this great kid, highly motivated, highly successful kid, athletic, got all those things. And then he's around it, and it even accentuates more. But what if you weren't? What if you're a guy that, like, they messed up on, they didn't know? And there's an example of two of guys that might not be the greatest guys in the world on that team right now, but if you're around it all the time, I had somebody tell me the other day or a couple years ago, like last year sometime, saying, look, this guy's not a great kid yet, but the good news is, there's not a lot of bad kids to hang out with on this team. He hangs out with good. Hopefully it rubs off on him. He gets to be a better player, better guy. And so I'm looking at it and I'm thinking about it. And now when Justin Ross is here, he learns from T. Higgins, who learned from DeAndre Overton, who learned from Travion Thompson, who learned from Sammy Watkins, who learned from New Hopkins. When Xavier Thomas is here, he learns from Austin Bryant and Cleveland Farrell, who learned from Shaq Lawson and Kevin Dodd, who learned from Vic Beasley, who learned from, you know, all the way down the line. And so that culture is in place. Brent Venables yesterday talked after practice and how when these guys decided to come back, they didn't come back with the attitude of, hey, man, we get to cruise during practice some. It's our senior year. We're gonna cruise through practice. You're not gonna work us that hard. You start over every year and you work that hard. That's the culture that is in place. And you see that. And then the accountability of it. Jeff Davis told me a long time ago, the turning point of the 1981 season is when he and his teammates got together and they decided to take ownership in that team. And I think you look up and down this team right here, and I think it's clear that Christian Wilkins has ownership in this team. That Kendall Joseph, that The Mitch Hyatts of the world, the Farrells of the world, the Bryants of the world. But these guys have ownership in this team. Those are your best teams. When the coaches aren't the ones that are motivating, when the coaches aren't the ones that are having to stay on you about it. And that's what the culture is here right now. No matter who you are, the team's bigger than you, and it takes great players. Look, the reason Dabo Swinney's teams are great right now is they have great players.
Absolutely.
But how they're extremely fortunate, and it's not by accident. The best players in this program are also the best people and the best leaders in this program.
I can listen to it's a great culture. There's a great buy-in across the team. And that, I guess, in my mind, it helps ease the transition. But at the end of the day, as you had mentioned at the beginning of all this, you're going to have a lot of guys with a lot of star talent, a lot of NFL talent walking out the door at the end of the season.
Right.
It's going to be hard to replace with culture and buying in.
That's what you said last year, and then you went to college football playoffs and the nation's number one team, won the ACC, you know.
You didn't have this kind of talent walk out the
door. No. This is the team that you win the national championship with. This is the special year you have to convert on.
Absolutely.
That said.
Think about that, big dog.
Oh, this team, I told you this, and we'll learn more at 4:10 today when we're out there. This team has a chance to be the best team in school history. It has a chance to be the deepest, most talented team in school history. Don't know if it's there yet, but it could be.
Imagine you 5 years ago saying that over these airwaves. This is the team you win a national championship with. That's the expectation going into the season.
But that's wild. But Zach, here's the thing. Last year, after losing Mike Williams,
yep,
Artavis Scott, Jordan Leggett, Wayne Gallman, the best player in school history, Deshaun Watson, Jake Guillermo, Ben Boulware. After losing those guys, Carlos Watkins, after losing those guys, you still were the number one team in the country going to college football playoff.
Sure.
And I'll tell you right now, I think the 2019 team can win it all. Because Trevor Lawrence is going to be handing the ball off to Etienne and Feaster and Dixon. He's going to be throwing it to T. Higgins and Overton and Ross and Amari Rodgers and Kendrick and Powell. The offensive line that will lose Hyatt and Falsinelli still have Simpson and Pollard and Cervenka and Jackson Carmen and Vincent Bockhorst and McFadden and some of those guys. Defensively, yeah, you'll miss those front four. But I don't mind replacing them with Xavier Thomas and K.J. Henry and Niles Pinckney and Jordan Williams. Isaiah Simmons comes back next year. And I would think Trey Lamar comes back next year. Scalzi comes back. Owens, I don't know if Trayvon Mullen goes pro, maybe. But even if he does, you've got A.J. Terrell and you've got McMichael and Goodrich and Kayvon Wallace and Muse and Johnson. You'll have B.T. Potter as a kicker. You'll have Spires as a punter. You'll have, it's playmakers everywhere. This program's not going anywhere next year. It won't be the special team that's like got first-round draft picks everywhere across the board right off the bat. But this team will be better than anybody in the ACC next year and will be right there back in the playoff hunt again. And if Trevor Lawrence is as good as I think he is, and if Higgins and Ross and Rodgers and Kendrick are as good as I think they are, this offense, and Etienne is as good as I think he is, this offense is going to be dynamic, and they're going to outscore a ton of people next year. And the defense isn't going to be bad. You telling me you think that in year two that Xavier Thomas and K.J. Henry and Pinckney and Williams and Isaiah Simmons and Trey Lamar and Skalski and A.J. Terrell and Kayvon Wallace, and you think that's going to be a bad defense?
No, but I think it's going to take a while to form some cohesion.
It will.
I think that's a fair.
It will. And instead of holding assessment. People to 12 points a game, they might score 16 points a game. But Lawrence and Etienne and Higgins and Rodgers and Ross and Kendrick will be scoring 48 points a game.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
That's a lot of talent you replace on that defensive line, man.
On the defensive line, you are. But look what's coming back at that offensive skill players.
I understand that.
You're going to have the best player in college football.
Mm-hmm. I heard it. Go ahead. You'll see him today. You can't like walk up to him today. You understand me?
I got a funny story to tell you off the air.
You can't do that.
You got a funny story to tell you off
the air. I remember in a minute and a half.
But you're going to have the best player in college football in 2019 handing the ball off to Etienne and Feaster, throwing it to Higgins and Ross and Rodgers and Kendrick behind a pretty good offensive line. That team's going to score. That team's got 520 yards a game in it.
Let's win this one this first. Let's win this season
I am.
First.
What I'm telling you is the culture, the idea that Clemson's not going to be in the thing. And, oh, by the way, you're bringing in, you know, Latson. Didn't tell you about that Latson and Ngata at wide receiver. I mean, you know, two potential five stars there at wide receiver.
Sure.
The point is, this program, it ain't going away. You know, yeah, you might lose Mullen to the NFL, but that's where McMichael and Goodrich, and oh, by the way, Sheridan Jones and Andrew Booth are going to be there next year. So, while this year is the special year, you have a chance next year. You have a chance in 20. You have a chance in 21. In 22. This program's not going anywhere.
23. 24.
Not one. Not two. Not three. Texas Zach, we had that kind of drop off on the D. We had to replace 8 starters 3 years in a row and never slowed down. But now this year's different because all 4 of those guys came back. It's different. I mean, I'll give you that. No doubt about it.
We're talking legitimate potential to be first-round draft picks across the board.
Yep.
On your defensive line.
Yep.
It's just a little different.
It is. No doubt about that. Hey, all that's good news. The great news at Katichi and Katichi.com, they want to take care of you in this college football season. If you're excited about Georgia football, if you're excited about Clemson football, this is a location that is located directly between Athens and Clemson in Hartwell, Georgia. I want you to go to Katichi.com. I'm on there right now. Zach, go there right now and look at the lodging part of it and look at these awesome, these incredible cottages that they have there. For you, I'm looking now at this. They have 4 private lounges upstairs, a secluded golf cabin, and even a large lake house. Stay-and-play packages. They've got this Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that get groups up to 10. These tailgate packages for all your food. So golf, everything is there. Get the king suites, the queen suites. You get the golf cabin, get the lake house, sleeps up to 16 different beds. Breakfast included, all this. You're going to love the great folks at Katichi. CATEECHE.com. Make that trip to Clemson or trip to Athens this year for a football weekend. Make it a little something extra special. A little massages in there, a little golf in there. You can't beat it. Check them out online at Katichi.com. Check the availability. Be their guest. Be a part of it now at Katichi.com. CATEECHE.com. High expectations for Clemson football. It's not the first time. Sam Blackman joins us. He'll tell us about some of the higher ranking teams coming in, specifically 84, 81, or 82, 89, some of those great teams. We'll talk about those teams and how they fared when you come back for more after this.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6 game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Did you know you can spray Lanx on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanx it.
Call us today at Lanx of Anderson.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate. No matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you.
endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Get a car loan decision in less time than it takes to research SUVs with enough seating for the entire baseball team. Because we're carpooling all the way to the championship this year.
Car loan decisions in 5 minutes or less from Navy Federal. Apply today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members of the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The 105.5 The Roar annual NCAA college football kickoff show is Thursday, August 16th at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. The whole crew will be on hand to break down the 2018 college football season from 5 until 8 at Twin Peaks, sponsored by Engineered Sleep.
Hendrick Honda, surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Sandvik Coromon is hosting a job fair Saturday, August 11th from 9 to 11 a.m. in Westminster. The leader in worldwide metal cutting technology, Sandvik Coromon is looking for machine operators, Level B wastewater operators, and CNC machinists. Become a team member with the world's leading supplier of cutting tools and technology. Go to the job fair Saturday, August 11th from 9 to 11 a.m. at Sandvik Coromon, located at 2424 Sandifer Boulevard in Westminster.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Harry's Razors want you to know that there's really no reason not to try them. That's a double negative in there. They're going to take away every reason for you not to try them. Because looking at it now, the replacement blade's at $2 rather than the $4. That's less than half the price of a Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. I love that idea. Fast, free shipping. 100% quality guarantee. You don't like it, they're going to refund your money. And not only... you get all that, but you get it at a really, really cool product. So it's not like you're getting some discount products. The products are the best. This isn't a gimmick. These are guys that are giving you great razors at a great price, and they're taking away all the ammunition for why not to do it. Again, you can go to Walmart or Target and some of these and get them now. You don't join a subscribe to a shave club. Now, you get auto refills if you like, or a la carte if you like, or online in stores if you like. What I'm telling you is if you haven't tried Harry's right now, I've got a great deal for you. For listeners of the show, special offer, new customers get $5 off this shave starter set at harrys.com, promo code Mickey. That means you get the starter set, the five-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foam shave gel, the travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Mickey at harrys.com. Join the millions who've already switched to harrys.com today. Use the promo code Mickey at checkout for that offer. Had someone text me the other day, say, hey, what's your promo code? Easy, Mickey. So people are doing it. Love that. Time now for, I look up and Samuel L. Jackson. No, Samuel Blackman, not Samuel L. Jackson. Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Sam, Clemson's ranked second in the coaches' poll. One thing Dabo Swinney has been able to do is exceed expectations on all these years. You know, going back to in 2015, they were ranked 12th, and they ended up second. In 2016, they started out second, and they finished first. You know, they keep getting better every single year than what the preseason expectations are. In 2014, they started out 16, and they ended up 15. 2013, started out 8th and ended up 7th. But that wasn't always the case, Sammy. I went back and looked at it last night. And now the preseason poll, we didn't have preseason polls for the longest time. We had polls, but they would wait a little bit to come out. But the first team that I think that preseason, that top 10 ranking in 1960, but Sammy, Coach Howard's 21st season didn't turn out. They went 6-4. And that team didn't really stand up to it. A lot of other teams after that didn't stand up to it, but that first preseason top 10 team didn't play all that well that season.
No, and Mickey, it's been that way over the years. You know, like you said, sometimes I think I've heard you say they've done polls, and sometimes they're just way too early.
Right.
And it does give us something to talk about during the summer times and something to look forward to. I was just looking at the Associated Press poll. Clemson's been in 27 preseason polls over the years. You know, of course, they'll be in the preseason poll this year. The AP poll comes out on August the 20th. That's, about 12 days away. So, but Clemson has appeared, and like you said, Mickey, 84. I think they were fourth in Associated Press, and I think they were second maybe in the coaches poll. And, of course, they were just depleted by the time the season wore down. You know, that was the third year of the ACC, you know, polls, probation on Clemson after the NCAA, and they were just depleted the players. I think that was, you know, they started out really well, but it, as season wore down, of course, you got injuries, et cetera, and they just were depleted. And but it was interesting that year. Clemson just—they had a lot of talent, but it just was the depth.
Well, let me ask you this,
there.
Sammy. Let me ask you this about that team, because that team couldn't go to a bowl game. That team wasn't going to win anything outside of maybe just going undefeated. How important was that Georgia game? They came in that game ranked second in the country. And they lost that game, and then, like, their season was over because Georgia Tech beat them, and then later on Maryland destroyed them in the South Carolina. They did run out of gas.
Right.
But that Georgia game, seemingly, where they had a big lead and they lost it down in Athens, It seemed like that took all the wind out of the program there in 1984.
You're exactly right. That's the year Butler, you know, kicked that long field goal. I think, Mickey, that would have been good from 75 yards out. That was just He just nailed that, and I think they came out with a bumper sticker. You know, after that game, said the Butler did it. You know, he nailed that kick, and that was the quietest I ever heard a crowd before a play like that. And, you know, you could just and then after he kicked it, that was the loudest noise you would ever hear in your life. Yeah. And, you know, because people knew he had it. And but that was a strange game, and I think that did take the win out of the sails. It just took all the motivation, and like you said, Mickey, up there in Maryland, they were just out of players, and just depth. But it is Coach Sweeney's done a fine job, you know, just exceeding expectations. You know, the poll, and you know, and getting better as the season wears on, and it's a credit to him and his staff. And Mickey, like we talked about before, great leadership. You know, of course, Dan Radakovich leading Clemson with facilities, and two people that really come to play on Coach Sweeney's staff this course, Willie McCorvey and Thad Turnipseed. You know, those fellas are great advisors and leaders for the staff, and I don't think they get enough credit for their leadership and wisdom and experience, and I just think Coach Sweeney has built a tremendous staff, and I'm just so glad to, you know, they're paying the assistants to stay and so on and so forth. I think that the continuity means so much.
No doubt.
In today's game, and that's the reason you're Clemson is ranked in the preseason polls and having so much success now. I do believe that. And
no
with
doubt.
Recruiting, and I think Clemson has set a standard, as they like to say. I notice, I think Georgia's getting ready to do some office and some football building type work, and they've done some work at the stadium. So I think Clemson has really set the tone, and I'm sure a lot of folks have come over to see what Clemson has, and they're going to try to emulate it, but it's going to be hard to emulate.
No doubt.
Because of this tremendous support Clemson has from the alumni and the contributions that they've received.
And
I just think that, you know, that goes a long way.
You mentioned Woody McCorvey. He was part of that Danny Ford staff. I want to ask you about three teams there under Danny Ford, the 87, 88, 89 teams. 87 team was picked to finish ninth in the preseason. They finished 10th. The 88 team picked to finish fourth. That was a team came in ranked very high that went to the 10-2. They finished eighth.
I think it was top 10,
And then that 89 team, his last team, preseason 12, they finished 11th. All those teams pretty much lived up to expectations, and they had some great wins against Florida State and some great wins against Georgia and South Carolina through all those years there. But, Sammy, it seemed like there was always that one bugaboo, whether it was an NC State in two of those 3 years. It was always a Duke or an NC State or somebody or Georgia Tech would upset Clemson in those years to kind of derail those national championship thoughts.
Exactly. I remember the 89 game, you know, Duke. They and Virginia tied for the ACC championship in 89. I remember being at that Duke game, and Mickey, it was one of those leftover. And Duke had to play in the same conditions, don't get me wrong, but Duke and Clemson played in a hurricane type, you know, it's one of those leftover hurricanes that came through, and it just poured down rain the whole game. And I think Duke through two interceptions, and our man that intercepted the ball, I think it's two different players, fumbled, and it gave Duke a first down and goal both times. You know, it just wasn't Clemson's day, and not taking anything away from Duke that year, but it was just, and of course, Spurrier was the head coach then, you know, and he had some athletes on that team, and but they were just, it just wasn't Clemson day that, like you said, and Georgia Tech came in and upset Clemson. It was just wasn't their day those days.
Yeah. You know, you talked about Dabo and his staff right now. I wonder about that 2008 team, which Tommy Bowden and teams came in ranked ninth in the country, ended up going 7-6. It all fell apart there. Without that expectation, I'm not sure that Dabo Swinney takes over in that year. It's crazy how all that worked out. But again, Sammy, the thing about Dabo's teams are that almost every one of them, matter of fact, I'm trying to find it right now. I think I'm right by saying this. Every one of his teams, with the exception of the 2010 team was not preseason poll ranked. Every one of his ranked teams have finished higher in the postseason than they were in the preseason, and that was not always the case here, that he's done a great job of building, and they finished up pretty doggone strong.
Yes, Mickey, and you know, like they say, it's not a marathon, it's not a race, it's a marathon, because you got to, you know, go through the rigors of the season, and Clemson has played a lot of games lately, and I think he does a good job of with the depth and with the preservation of that depth, if you will, just, you know, and then the recruiting has done real well. I mean, we can't say enough of what he's done. And, you know, like you said, Mickey, his ranked teams, they've gone up, you know, forward and upward, if you will. And it's just a fine job by Coach Sweeney. Can't say enough about him. And like I said, he's got just a wonderful staff. And, you know, and Mickey, you know, a lot of people looking forward to Sunday. You know, this fan day. It's just a wonderful time for, and it's just hard to believe it's that time of year already.
No doubt about that. Hey, Sam, next week I want to visit with you a little bit about Brian Dawkins. And also, there is some talk about Clemson, Georgia renewing their deal, and Clemson and LSU. So if next week, if we can, maybe a little precursor to the Tigers and the Tigers and the Tigers and the Bulldogs. Maybe we talk about the history within those programs.
We always look forward to that. Let me tell you one quick story about Pitcher Day. You know, we had a fella from Athens, Georgia, Norman Haynes, you know, a wonderful player, great player, was hurt on two consecutive Pitcher Days. Do you remember that, Mickey?
I remember, a bee stung him one time.
Yeah, he was up on a riser, like the aluminum bleachers, and they kept saying, move over, squeeze in, you know, move over, you know, let some other people in. And he fell off the bleacher and sprained his ankle. And then the next year, he was doing the position pitchers, and there was, I think, a yellow jacket underneath the nest or something underneath, or either a wasp nest underneath the bleacher, and he put his hand there and came up, stung him in the lip, and that was two consecutive injuries on a pitcher day, and I guarantee you that's the only person in the history of college football be injured on two consecutive pitcher days. He was from Athens, Georgia. Great athlete.
He was a short fellow, but boy, did he play linebacker. He could flat play.
Yes, he did. Tough as nails. He led the team in tackles his sophomore year, if I remember right. But just and I think he had 14 tackles against Georgia, won those games, and just played in the 80s. And every time I think about Pitcher Day, I think about Norman Haynes. But he was a great player out of Athens. But I hope they can work something out, you know, so they can play. It's just tremendous rivalry, and just two great programs, you know, so close by.
No doubt about that. Hey, Sam, as usual, always appreciate it. Let's visit next week about those series and hopefully renewing those series.
Exactly. I hope everybody has a good rest of the week.
Thank you, Sammy. Sam Blackman, local author and historian. How about this, Zach, over Mr. 24? Here's what I was getting at. The last five times Dabo Swinney, the only five times Dabo Swinney's teams have come in preseason poll, they finished as high or higher. That wasn't always the case. But in 2013 preseason, 8 finished 7th. 2014 preseason, 16 finished 15. 2015 preseason, 12 finished 2. 2016 preseason, 2 finished 1. Last year preseason, 4 finished 4. This year preseason, 2. That means either 2 or 1. That was teams were living up to expectations. Good stuff there. Carolina Flooring Specials. Talked to Kathy a little bit yesterday. I always give Daniel Emmanuel Parham all the credit in the world. I always give Tim Worley all the credit in the world. Don't give all the guys out there and the rest of the crew out there busting their butts in this heat and to give those guys enough credit, or Kathy enough credit back there for what she does as well. This is a team. These guys are awesome at what they do. I know that there are some of you out there who have tried the DIY kit. You go to one of the big box stores out there and you DIY it. And what happens is the way you mix it, it's not a solid base deal in there with the epoxy, and how long you have to mix it, your expertise didn't work out, and there's humidity around and it's hot. So you get in there and it doesn't quite come out right. A personal friend of mine has done this on 6 or 7 occasions, and it just hadn't turned out right every single time. And I'll say, man, what you spend on DIY stuff, just spend one time and make it done for the rest of your life. High-performance epoxy-based floors. Get these beautiful chips down there, too. That's what makes it. These chips and the way they seal it. Our garage floor looks great. We're very blessed to have it. It was one of the best decisions we ever made. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158. Check out their media, social media pages look really good. You'll enjoy that. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com, 404-8158. We have a short break. We'll come back. I want to talk, if we can, Mr. Orr 24, about this top 50 list, the 1 through 29 rankings of college football on CBS, maybe a little PGA championship preview. Most importantly, your phone calls, your texts, your tweets right after this.
Hi, I'm Dabo Swinney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the weight load troubles down the drain.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. LaserCat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up, Cole!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Time now for our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. You may all mention variety all the time. Well, on their feature package list right now There's not only spa packages, not only wedding packages, seasonal packages, family packages, romance packages, tennis and pickleball packages or golf packages. They make it for every kind of thing you could be looking for, any kind of vacation you could be looking for. And, you know, we talk about golf here on this segment all the time, but, like, they've got a quick 6-short-hole course at the Fazio course. Played is $29 on Wednesdays. Summer Saturdays, right now between now and the end of August, 50% off tee times between 10 and 3. You got golf and breakfast or golf and lunch for big groups, 12-plus groups. You've got 4 nights golf lessons and dinner and spa and more. You got all kinds of ways. 3 nights of golf, bikes, kayaks, spas, and more. I mean, any way you want to divide it up, they can divide it up. There's all kinds of packages there. Honeymoons, corporate events. They've got it all at Palmetto Dunes at palmettodunes.com. The beautiful, award-winning oceanfront resort. Tonight, you can see, or later on, you see fireworks later this week. Tonight, you can have lobster night there at the Dunes house. Just everything you want at a great resort at Palmetto Dunes. Palmetto Golf Report today. We are in between the first and final round of the Beth Daniel Junior Azalea down at the Country Club of Charleston. Now, Beth Daniel is one of the all-time greats, a Hall of Famer LPGA player who's from Charleston. And the Charleston Country Club, Country Club of Charleston, is going to be the host site for the Women's U.S. Open next year. Junior golfers right now on the boys' side, tied at 5 under par going to final round. Felix Van Cleef, 2019 from Hilton Head, and Drayton Stewart, 2019 from Charleston. They shot 66 yesterday. It's amazing what these young kids are shooting. On the girls' side yesterday, Rachel Rich, 2020 of Mount Pleasant, and MK Tallado, 2021 from Spartanburg, tied at 1 over par right now. It's a great tournament. It's a great course. Really cool event, the Beth Daniel Junior Azalea. Nice to see Beth Daniel giving back, Charleston giving back on one of the best venues in the state. Never played Charleston Country Club or Country Club of Charleston, but need to get down there and do that. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Special. Check out all of their packages, their feature packages. You can filter it any way you want to filter it. The award-winning website, palmettodunes.com, for the award-winning resort in beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. How you doing over there?
Doing great. Having a great time. Lovely to hear from Sam Blackman.
How did you find it interesting that a lot of Clemson teams till Dabo Swinney did not live up to expectations?
Yes.
1960 team, ninth in the preseason, finished 6-4. Mm-hmm. 82, 84, 87, 88, 89, 90, and 91. Those were teams that didn't finish quite as good as what maybe some would have hoped. Dabo Swinney comes in 5 straight years of finishing higher than the preseason poll. Oh,
this is why you put Dabo Swinney as the lone guy up on top of that podium as the best Clemson coach of all time.
Yep. No doubt about that. Anybody want to argue that, we'll argue all day long. Guy's amazing what he's been able to do. And the staff he's been able to put together. And the culture that he's developed here. I'll tell you this, Mr. Orr 24. I didn't think I'd ever say this.
But?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Athens, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Clemson, South Carolina. Maybe Norman, Oklahoma. Columbus, Ohio, the epicenters of college football. That's where it's at right now. In basketball, you'd say Durham, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Lexington, Kentucky. You know, those are the epicenters. In football, this is it. You are one of the elite powerhouses in college football right now. And it all comes down to this one man.
It's been that way for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Basically, in the college football era, it's been Alabama, then Clemson so far. So,
I watched a video on Nick Saban yesterday.
Really?
Speaking of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Paints him as a relatively nice guy. Kind of enjoyed it.
You are a big Nick Saban fan now.
No, I don't know about big, but I don't dislike him as much as I once did.
He's a guy that... he's ultra-focused and ultra-driven.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mind hurting people's feelings. Remember, he made the one Dolphin player cry at practice.
Yeah.
So, he's not concerned about you or your feelings. I like that. There's a lot of things I like about Nick Saban. I don't like the fact that he sent out the memo that said, don't speak to me in the hallway.
I think that's funny. I thought, he does the whole boat thing before the season, takes all the freshmen out on the boat.
It's a long ride from Tuscaloosa over to Lake Bowen.
Hey. He does it.
In Georgia. Yeah.
He takes him out to the house there, and that looks like it's a great time for those kids. He's not the fiery, screaming at assistants guy that you see on the sidelines every week. There's a little bit more to him, and it was enjoyable to see that side.
He demands perfection.
Absolutely.
And that's okay, too.
Shouldn't you as a head coach in this division?
I don't think he enjoys success. If I could change something about Nick Saban, I would say, you know what, man, kind of soak it in a little bit, too. There's a time and place to soak it in.
Yep.
And most of that time and place is after the career is over with. But right there in the middle of it, I think you got to stop some other roses sometimes, too.
Well, sure. But, you know, you talk about Nick Saban, you talk about the fact after he won his first title at Bama, he's on the phone while the team's celebrating an hour after trying to talk to recruits.
Yeah. I mean, in the lobby of a New Orleans hotel after LSU wins, he's on the phone at 1 in the morning calling the recruits.
Mm-hmm.
I told you the story, Burton Burns, who's now on the support staff there. After they beat Clemson for the national championship in 2015, he said he gets in the locker room, talks to the players, and then gets the staff in the locker room after the national championship game and rips the staff. Saying that I can't believe we gave that many yards. They ran it. We had to do an onside kick to get this thing done, whatever, and we didn't have this team prepared, whatever. This doesn't happen again. Surprisingly, after they lose to Clemson in 2016, they all expect to go walking into the same meeting and ripping them. And he goes, you know, good job, guys. It came down the last play. We did everything we could do. Talk about the process and not just the results. I don't totally dislike Nick Saban. Let me ask you this. Is Nick Saban an animal, a win-at-all-costs, do-everything? Is he a smart guy? Does he have scruples? Does he have morals, values, ethics? Is he he doesn't cheat on the recruiting trail, right?
Not that we know of.
Right.
No, he's smart enough to keep his nose out of it.
Yeah, just don't tell me kind of thing, maybe. How is Nick Saban and Urban Meyer different?
How are Nick Saban and Urban Meyer different?
Mm-hmm. I think they're very, very... I think there are many, 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 many more similarities.
I mean, the similarities are there in the sense that they both enjoy... They enjoy the work, the hard work that it takes to get to that...
Driven.
That mountaintop, right? Yes, driven is the word to describe it. They both have reached the mountaintop multiple times over the course of their career.
With multiple schools.
With multiple schools, correct. How are they different?
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that Saban is a better rounded human being than their Meyer is, or the way he presents himself. Is that
how
fair?
So?
Based on the way he's run his programs, the way he has handled different things on and off the field.
Like letting players back on that Nick Saban has done time and time and time again.
Giving
players second chances.
For what?
Guns, violent stuff.
Sure.
I mean, Alabama, there's a lot of players who've had a lot of second chances. Drugs, guns, violence, academics.
Well, I mean, we can play the trump card automatically if you want to. You know, he didn't bring a wife beater over on staff from LSU, did he?
That we know of.
Did he?
People don't follow Nick Saban from one staff to another because they don't want to work for him.
So...
He brought a womanizer on board, didn't he? Isn't Lane Kiffin a womanizer?
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Not even close.
Did he want to hire a cheater, an adulterer in Hugh Freeze?
Did he want to hire him?
Uh-huh. Did he want to bring him on staff?
He wanted to hire
a guy that was calling up escorts?
Still not the same. Not even close.
I think it's pretty doggone close.
Beating a woman is the same as cheating on somebody?
No, but
not even in the same ballpark. We're not in the same area code. We're not reading the same book. We're not on the same page.
I don't know, man. I think we are in the same ballpark of a man that's married that's calling up escorts and hotel rooms with burner phones. No. I think that's pretty much of a scumbag.
Hey, not a good person, but he's not beating his wife.
We don't know. I mean, maybe.
See, that's... Basis accusations. That's not.
We don't know what goes on in people's homes. I know that.
You can't do that.
Nah. Now, Well, you know how I feel about that. My point, I say all that to say this again. I think Urban Meyer's a really smart guy, and I don't think Urban Meyer would have sided with Zach Smith against her if he thought that it was all Zach Smith and it wasn't all her. I think that in Urban Meyer's mind, he thinks that Courtney Smith is crazy, deranged lunatic that is responsible for all the issues in her house, and Zach was reacting to what she was doing in that house and maybe even defending himself. That's what I think Urban Meyer thinks. I think Urban Meyer is a very, very, very smart man.
Okay, well, we're not going to agree on that because I don't think I think he lied, he covered it up, and he got caught. That's what I think right now. Until proven otherwise, that's what I think.
We'll see.
That's not what we're talking about, though. We're talking about Nick Saban and comparing those two as coaches.
Both are guys that are driven to win and do things. Can you say this? The guys that he's brought on he brought on Sarkisian.
Mm-hmm.
After his issues. He brought on Lane Kiffin after his issues. He tried to bring on Hugh Freeze after his issues.
All of those lines drawn before what Urban Meyer did. Every single one of them.
We still don't know what Urban Meyer did. We don't know.
We know he brought a guy with domestic violence issues to Ohio State. That is a fact. Stop dismissing that and say, well, we got to get all the news. That is a fact. That's what happened. Why are we dismissing that?
Because I don't know all of the facts.
That is not anything that is debatable. The guy hit his wife in Florida. He brought him with him from Florida to Ohio State. End of story. That's what happened.
All right. I got to get top of the hour. We'll continue it.
What are we even talking about?
No, there are some stuff to talk about. Because there's different levels of all that. We'll take a short break. Come